the Bible, God shows himself to be a God of faith. He's a faith God. And we are to be people of faith. What does the Bible tell us about applying that faith which releases the power of God upon our lives? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how he can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of his name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where over the past several weeks we've talked about faith, and we're going to revisit it today and talk more on faith, to give us a deeper understanding, because God is a God of faith. The word faith in Scripture, as we said before, means trust, and that trust is on a person, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith changes things. Faith changes circumstances. Faith changes hearts. Faith is creative, and it is a portal, the Scripture says, to the dimension of God. In Acts 14:27, we read, "And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles." May I remind you, as we've said in previous broadcasts, that the word door and the word gate or portal mean essentially the same thing in the original Greek of the New Testament. Faith is a portal. It is a means by which we can access the kingdom of God and the power of God. And so, we really need to know how to use faith. So we want to talk more about that today. Faith is trust, and that trust is on a person, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And God does everything by faith and everything by prayer. He says in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened unto you." But to see the manifestation, we have to have faith that God responds, and we have to also have a holy expectation. Faith without expectation doesn't work. We have to combine expectation with our faith, which is a testimony to God, that we are taking Him at His word and know that He will respond, because in Jeremiah 1:12, He said to the prophet Jeremiah, "You have done well, Jeremiah. I am watching over my word to perform it." So everything that God says about faith in the word, that is the Bible, He will perform. He proved this in Matthew 9:29, when He laid hands on blind men. It says, "Then touched He their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done unto you." And again in Matthew 9:22, in the healing of a woman, it says, "But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. This is the power of faith. Notice that the issue in both of the cases here were healing issues, one of a woman, one of blind men. In both instances, Jesus spoke of the power of faith. He said to the blind men, "Be it done unto you according to your faith." According to your faith. And He said to the woman, "Your faith has made you whole." Your faith has caused you to be healed. So what we see is that our trust on the Lord Jesus Christ causes His power to flow upon us, not only through our bodies to heal, but to our circumstances to change them. There was a circumstance in Matthew 17 where the apostles had difficulty casting out a spirit. And they went to Jesus and they asked Him why. Jesus said unto them, "Because of your unbelief." You see, unbelief or doubt is the opposite of faith. In fact, it's faith in the negative is what it is. It is contrary to faith, and unbelief or doubt cancels faith. Then He instructed them. Notice what He said. "If you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain," the mountain being the problem, "remove you hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you." Can you imagine? If you have mustard seed faith. Why did He use that as an example? Because the mustard seed is one of the smallest of all seeds. Out of that small seed comes one of the largest trees in the world. And all that the tree is in the seed. And so we need to understand that when we release faith-filled words from our mouths, those are seeds. You say, "Well, how do you know that, Bern?" Well, Proverbs 18:21 says, "Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit thereof. Fruit comes from seeds. So the power of the tongue is to produce seed, and the seed produced by the power of the tongue are faith-filled words that come out of our mouths. That's why it says that. What are we learning? We're learning that if we are going to apply faith, we've got to have something to say. And if we are going to say it, we have to say it in faith, in trust on the Lord. We have to plant seed. We have to release the seed, faith-filled words from our mouth, upon our circumstances, upon our situation, upon our problem, in order to see the changes. We have to make things happen by our faith on the Lord Jesus Christ. He asks us to use our faith. Notice what he said to the blind man, "According to your faith be it done unto you." Jesus had a way out for them, according to their faith. Well, in Matthew 21:21, Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be you removed and be you cast into the sea, it shall be done." Speak to the mountain. What is the mountain? The mountain is the problem. If you say to the mountain, be uprooted and cast into the sea, believing without doubt in your heart, it will be done. God has determined it already by your faith. Jesus repeated that in Mark 11:22-24. Notice what he said, beginning with verse 22. "And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be you removed, be you cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Then he goes on in future verses to say, there is a requirement. You must have no unforgiveness in your heart. So forgiveness is a requirement for God to move on your behalf. Now, notice what he says in verse 23. "Whosoever shall say unto the mountain," the mountain is the obstruction or the problem, a circumstance, a demonic oppression or spirit on assignment in your life, whatever, an illness. "Whosoever shall say to the mountain, be you removed and be you cast into the sea." So the first thing Jesus says is that we have to talk to the problem. See, when you're ready to do the ridiculous, God's ready to do the miraculous. The scripture says the things of God appear as foolishness to man. And God has purposed to do that, to confound the wisdom of the wise, that is, people that rely on human wisdom only. He purposely and intentionally makes the things of the kingdom look foolish to them. Why? Because the things of the kingdom are not open to them because of their pride. But if you or I, as Christian believers, are willing to do the things of the kingdom and apply them to our lives by faith, as foolish as they appear to others, guess what? God honors our faith, and he performs his word for us. And he honors our requests, He honors our faith confessions, and we see the results. So, in Mark 11:23, he says, "Whosoever shall say to the mountain," in other words, command the problem, "be you removed, be cast into the sea," and two, second requirement, "shall not doubt in his heart." Don't give a place to doubt in your life. When the devil tries to put doubt on you in your thought life, you just talk back to him. You say, "No, devil, I'm not going there in Christ Jesus' name." And he says, "shall not doubt in his heart." Three, "shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass." In other words, you've got to have a holy expectation. Then he says, "he shall have whatsoever he says." Notice it has to be spoken with the mouth. "Whosoever shall say unto the mountain." Who shall believe what he says comes to pass? "He shall have whatsoever he says." So, faith involves a faith confession. It must be spoken with the mouth, believed on in the heart, with a holy expectation, and received. And then, if we go back to Mark 11:22, guess how the whole thing starts out? Before he tells us to talk to the mountain, to believe in our heart without doubt, to expect we'll have whatever we say. The first verse, Mark 11:22, if I may remind you of it again, says, "Have faith in God." So the very, very first thing in applying faith is to realize that faith is on a person, Father God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. "Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." The three manifestations of the one being or one Godhead. Oh, yes. Have faith in God. That's where it all starts. But guess what? You've got to get good at it. It involves practice. It involves application. And the more you practice applying your faith, the more results you see. In Romans 1:17, it says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith." What was the Holy Spirit saying through Paul? The just shall live by faith. A believer shall live by faith, which means what? Faith has to become a lifestyle, a way of living. It has to be confessed. You see, the point is, faith has to be in two places, in our mind and in our heart. And our mind and heart have to be in line with what the Word of God says. Then we know we are in right standing with God, and our faith will always work. It's just a matter of persistence in that faith. Faith, we said, was a portal. It's the means by which we access the kingdom. Well, what does that mean? That means that we have spiritual access to another dimension. Spiritual access to another dimension. Now we've got to use that faith. It means that we have the power to receive the promise. And that faith is not hope. Hope addresses the future. Faith addresses the present. So our faith words have to be in the present tense. I believe I'm healed in Christ Jesus' name by the finished work of the cross. Remember, in our previous broadcast, we talked about Abrahamic faith, the faith of Abraham. It said, he called the things that are not as though they be. He didn't say that they existed or that he had the things he was confessing. He called them as if he had them. So if I have an illness, God forbid, I can faith confess, I call my illness healed by faith in Christ Jesus' name. Calling those things that be not as if they are. So I'm not saying that I don't have the illness, I'm acknowledging it, but I am calling it healed by faith in Christ Jesus' name. So we have to talk it in the now, in the present tense. I believe I am healed in Christ Jesus' name. I believe I am delivered, or so-and-so is delivered, in Christ Jesus' name. I call that applied to his life in Christ Jesus' name. Then we have to determine, I am not going to speak wrongly about my circumstances. You see, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, Paul talks about walking by faith. He says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, what that means is that faith looks at the source, that is Jesus, and not the circumstance, which is the problem. Faith looks at the source. So we talk with holy expectation. We confess with holy expectation. We don't talk the problem. When you talk the problem, remember we said that words are seeds? You are seeding the problem, the continuation of the problem. Because those are not faith-filled words. No, faith talks the solution. It looks at the source, Jesus, not at the circumstance. Jesus is the solution to your problems. Jesus is the solution to the problems of all men. Jesus is the solution to the problems of the world. Why are we having all of our problems worldwide? Because we have a faithless world. But when Messiah comes, things will be different, and he will instruct all in righteousness. So, we have to determine, I am not going to speak wrongly about my circumstances. I am going to talk the solution and not the problem. I am going to confess, by faith, the solution until the answer comes. Always keep in mind, fear, discouragement, despondency, unbelief, doubt are all the enemies of faith. Resist them. Don't give them a place in your life. Don't let them gain a foothold in your mind or in your heart. By faith, you can learn to expect miracles by taking hold of them through faith, by making Jesus Christ your source. Why? Because he is real. Confess it, remember it, take possession of it by trust, which is faith, on God. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? And if you do not, should you not, I pray right now for Father God to call you, every listener, to the Lord Christ Jesus. Today's as good a day as any to receive Jesus into your heart. You see, the Christian faith is not a religion. The Christian faith is a confession, and that confession is on a living person, a living spirit person, whose name is Christ Jesus. The Son manifestation of the Father of us all. And the proof that he is real is that he promises to manifest himself to every believer, every person who will receive him by trust, by faith, in their heart after inviting him in. There is no circumstance so bad, no pit so deep that Jesus cannot reach down and lift you out. You can't clean yourself up and go to God. That doesn't work. Jesus has to clean you up, so you have to come to him just as you are. Won't you pray this prayer right now, being willing to turn from your sin and invite Jesus Christ into your heart right now to be your personal Lord and Savior? He will do the rest, and He will reveal Himself to you, and you will see that this is not religion. This is a confession on a person, and His name is Christ Jesus. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you, to invite Jesus into your heart.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.